News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Naracta's Health Committee has heard warnings that time-critical cancer surgeries are being cancelled due to the trolley crisis in hospitals. Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences in DCU. Does this come as a surprise to you?
It doesn't come as a surprise, but I'm very concerned that my good colleague John Kennedy, who is not a man prone to alarmism in the slightest, feels that it's necessary to draw this to the attention of the government. It's a recurring problem across the system, and it affects cancer services, but affects many other services as well. And there is no real indication that the kind of changes that need to be made to fix this are happening.
What are the kind of changes that need to be made?
Well, there's probably two. One is to shift an awful lot more stuff to primary care, to general practice. And this means shifting resources and bodies and staff to general practice. And that's what Sláinte Care was about. It was a big part of it. And the other is asking a question which has been asked before, which is, why does Ireland have four cancer centres in Dublin? Most cities our size would have one cancer centre where really not much else is done other than cancer treatments, cancer surgery and so forth. And that means that the genuine emergencies, because there's very few of the emergency cases in hospitals, don't need care.
Okay.
But the genuine emergencies aren't crowding out the cancer surgeries.
So no, it makes sense. Well, why do we? Because I remember at the time covering the whole hullabaloo when Mary Harney reduced the number of cancer centres, and there was massive opposition in the likes of Sligo and so on. It was, I think we can say, it was proven to be the right course of action. Why, though, so many in Dublin, do you think?
Well, there's four in Dublin for historical reasons, because there's four big general teaching hospitals in Dublin, Beaumont, the Mater, Vincent's and James's. That's just how it's turned out. And Talla, so there's actually five, but four of them do a lot of cancer work. And it's just an accident of history. No one has ever sat down and planned it and said, yeah, we need to have four cancer centres in Dublin. And I don't know if we need one or if we need two. There was a discussion at the time, because I remember it quite clearly, when Mary Harney was closing the cancer centres, that we would need to move maybe towards one centre or two centres.
The biggest opponents to that would be the consultants who give out about the health service the whole time. They will oppose that tooth and nail.
I think some of them would, but I think many of them wouldn't. Many of them would support
really?
It because many of them have trained in large cancer centres abroad. They understand in their bones how cancer centres work. And the consultants largely got behind the reform of the cancer structures in 2004. There were people who objected.
There was a lot of consultants in Sligo who didn't get behind them. I remember it well.
There are, yes. They had a particular reason for doing that, and I have sympathy with that. But the majority of their colleagues did support it. And I think you might be surprised. I mean, consultants are sometimes presented as
I hate to be cynical, and look, consultants do amazing work, and I'm not slagging them off. They do extraordinary work. But they also, like all of us, they look after their own patch. And and maybe I'm being cynical, but I would be shocked if there isn't massive opposition to that move.
I think we need to start the conversation about that. We've started a conversation about an elective-only hospital. Nothing really has come of it. We have started a conversation about a trauma centre. There's been some progress, but very little progress. There's a lot of structural stuff in the health services that just needs to be decided on. And these decisions have been lingering around for, in some cases, many decades. I mean, the trauma centre was proposed when I was a medical student in the 1980s, and it still hasn't happened.
Okay, all right. Interesting take.
That.
Yeah, we certainly do. Anthony, thanks for talking to us. Anthony Staines there, Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences in DCU.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.